Good morning. Today is Monday, February the 12th. Is this Lincoln's birthday? I think it is. Ooh. The old days? Is it? Okay. I mean, it used to be a day off for school, right? Washington's birthday and
Lincoln's
birthday.
Well, we have President's Week coming up.
I know, and now you mush them together.
They're all mushed in one big package nowadays, yeah.
And then you decide to celebrate it with a whole week.
Well, of course.
Okay. Joining us this morning out of the educational swamp and morass, Chris Hartley, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, I mean, we're talking about travel and all over the place and
all
that kind of
stuff. That's true. We are going to talk about some travel today.
Yeah,
so there's swamps.
I could have said the mountains if you want that.
We got mountains, deserts.
Oh.
The whole geographic
package. Notice now, it's a we. It's a we thing now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We're all part of it now.
A motivational, you know, it will be inspiring him from a distance.
Chris Hartley from Humboldt County Office of Ed has joined us along with...
Okay, let's
close the drum roll. I got
You ready?
You get a thunk.
Boom.
Okay, yeah.
We brought a guest along with us today. Mr. Michael Davis Hughes from Eureka City Schools, Assistant Superintendent, and is doing a great event, Race Across America. Folks haven't heard about that yet, but we wanted to talk about that today and the connection that he has for fundraising for reading purposes in Humboldt County. So it's great to have you here with me today, Michael.
Good morning, Chris. Brian, yeah.
It's his show now.
So Brian stepped out for the rest of the morning.
Yeah, I'm just kind of over here. I'll hit a couple of buttons every once in a while. this is almost a quote that makes sense. All who seeks the roots of life dig in solitude for them. You're going to have a ton of time out there on your own.
A lot of solitude, for
sure. I would imagine so. So what is this thing, Michael, that you're deciding that you want to do when you're off and free time?
So this is the Race Across America. It is a 3,000-mile odyssey from Oceanside, California to Annapolis, Maryland. And it's a race that must be completed within 12 days or 288 hours. So that'll take me through 12 different states and about 175,000 vertical feet of climbing.
And back down, too.
I'm going to come back down.
Just make sure.
I hope so.
Stranded at the top.
288 hours. Is that a 24-hour clock, or is that time in the saddle, so to speak?
Yeah, so that's the clock does not stop. Once it starts, I've just got to get there as fast as possible. So that 288 is just ongoing running time. For me, that's going to be between 18 and 20 hours of riding per day. So every 24 hours for those 12 days.
Well, okay, you subtract shower, and pretty much you're going to be a zombie at the end of this thing?
Well, probably by the middle of this thing, Brian, yes.
So what is this Ride Across America all about?
So the Race Across America is really, it's known as the toughest endurance event in the world. It is just an opportunity to challenge racers physically, emotionally, psychologically. It's just one of those things that's a once-in-a-lifetime, certainly for me. An opportunity also then to give back to the community, because I am doing it as a fundraising event to raise money and awareness for the Early Literacy Partner Program run through the Humboldt County Office of Education. Mm-hmm. So Chris was gracious enough to invite me to be here this morning.
Most have a charitable purpose, I guess would be the right word.
Yes, most do. Yeah, so there's the adventure element, you know, they're doing it for self. But most of the racers see this as an opportunity to really have the fundraising element kicked in as well. It is an event that's known internationally. So over 15 countries are going to be represented this year alone. Close to 30 countries have been represented in the race's 36-year history. So it started in 1982.
Yeah, why? Just as a challenge for some guys that were bicyclists?
Exactly.
And said, okay, so let's see if we can do it?
Four guys decided to get together, got to kind of challenge each other and say, hey, let's try to ride across America. But let's do more than just a ride, because, you know, if you tour and if I gave you a month to ride across America, you know, many people could do that. But a race against the clock, that's something different.
Now, what is the route, if it starts in Oceanside?
Yes.
Are you going out four? What's the main east-west that you're going on?
Yeah, so there's not just one main highway. It's a variety. So it is a southwest to northeast kind of track. And so going through, you know, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, Colorado, and then dropping down the Great Plains, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, and then over to Annapolis in Maryland.
So they're avoiding snake country, which I would suggest is a real strong positive thing.
don't like seeing snakes on the road.
Yeah, let's go through Mississippi and Alabama and see what critters are on the road to contend with. It's more of a survivalist thing then.
but probably by the middle of the week, even if they're not there for real, I'll be hallucinating that they are from sleep deprivation.
Now, I would imagine the first question most people have if they don't know you is, are you a cyclist already?
Or
is this something that's brand new and you're going to be, you know, dealing with saddle sores the whole time?
Yes and yes. So it is brand new in regards to just an ultra endurance event. I've been a cyclist for probably 20 years, but nothing like this. I've never even attempted anything like this before. The closest I've gotten is to qualify for this race. So solo riders that do the Race Across America have to qualify, and I qualified a year last November in Borrego Springs during the 24-hour World Time Trial Championship, where I had to complete 400 miles in 24 hours.
So that's that 20-day reference that you were alluding to earlier of trying to figure if you can go 20 miles a day?
20 hours of riding.
Yeah.
20 miles a day would be 20 great.
20 miles a day, Chris and I might have a shot at that one. But
I'm getting my tricycle out now.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of the tricycle because then you could have the little basket in the back and be able to grab your supplies as you go. We'll talk about some of that stuff when we come back. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the crazy one.
That would be Chris Hartley.
Yeah. Michael Davis Hughes, right here. That's on the back of his cycling jersey.
Yeah, I thought it was on his card, too. So, Michael, fundraiser, obviously. Yes. Now, you indicated the support team, and I know there are those, like with marathons and with some other things where they have folks stationed along the race.
Yes.
This one's going to be more of a mobile thing. What kinds of support are going to be in this tether?
Yeah, so I'm going to have nine people coming along with me that will be supporting me. And really, without them, I would not be able to make it from West Coast to East Coast. So those nine people include, I have a bike mechanic take care of my bicycle. I have someone who's a medical professional. I will have a masseuse, which sounds like a luxury, but when you're pedaling for 20 hours a day, getting rid of that lactic acid and working out the aches and pains is really going to be important.
Luxury is not a comment that even enters my mind in considering this event.
Sure. There's someone on board that's a counselor. I mean, I already need my head examined just to even think about this thing. So definitely going to need one along the route. And then drivers, navigators, people to take care of, nutrition and hydration. So, a whole team is necessary to make it happen. We'll have three vehicles, two follow vehicles, and an RV that's our mothership where all of us will sleep at some point or another along the way.
I would imagine, or at least have a suspicion, that in the 80s when this was done, it was called Suck It Up.
Yeah.
Right? And you had one car and everybody, and exactly. maybe somebody had thought about some Gatorade.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. But now you've got all kinds of different things that are out there for you to avail yourself of.
That's right.
Ratios, monitors, et cetera, et cetera. Are you going to have all that stuff plugged in so that they're able to see before something happens?
Sure, absolutely. So the most critical piece for the race organizers is just safety. I mean, that is so critical because you're not riding just during the day, but you're also riding at night. So monitoring the riders, they got race officials all the way along those 3,000 miles, just making sure that things are going according to plan. The rule book is almost 60 pages long, and most of that is around safety. So individual monitoring of the riders is important. Then that will include kind of that physiological monitoring, you know, heart rate. I'll have my vitals taken at least twice a day just to make sure that I'm staying healthy because, you know, that demand on the body is so great. I'll be burning about 12,000 calories every day, and there's no way that the body can even absorb that many calories to replace. So it's just important to, you know, maintain that health as much as one can.
Now, looking at Chris or me, yeah, we could probably go for about a month and a half on one of these things, burning 12,000 calories.
I could use that kind of
workout. You don't have a lot of extra meat on your bones going in. So what does the body start to cannibalize or self-absorb as you're going through it? And the goal is to slow that rate?
Yeah, so that's a good point. The reason for training right now and the kind of training I'm doing is to be able to delay the pulling of calorie source from glycogen, right? Because once you run out of glycogen stores in your muscle, then you hit the wall, you know, what's called bonking, right? And you just cannot maintain that same kind of intensity. So I'm training my body right now to rely on fat burning as much as possible. So being as efficient as possible, keeping that heart rate as low as possible, because even the most lean athlete has a very large storage of fat. You can burn fat for a very long period of time. So it's a matter of just relying on that fat as much as possible, training your body.
The 3 or 4% kind of thing, is that? I mean, I know that there's some kids that, you know, they do the
body fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, you know, that's like a jaw dropper that it's right. That low.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as you're training, are you trying to also build up, you know, the carb loading that marathon runners do and all that kind of stuff? Or is that kind of the last opportunity for you to get a regular meal and okay, you get as much in there, you sleep, and then the next morning at least you got a little bit extra.
Yeah, carb loading is good for an event that would last maybe, you know, 3 to 5 hours, so something like a marathon, but really carb loading is not going to do a lot for the Race Across America. Now it's a matter of keeping that constant caloric intake. So every hour I'll be trying to consume about 500 calories. Which is not easy to do, actually.
Without stopping the legs from moving.
That's right. So that'll be stationary handoff or moving handoffs from the team. So they'll pull
alongside.
So
it's not like a Big Mac or a sandwich or something.
It's hard to eat a steak while you're riding on a bike.
Yeah. How does that? Is that in tablet form?
So it can come in a form of a shake or a smoothie, right? So it's a liquid form that way. But also, I'll want some hard food. So this weekend, for example, a couple of the crew members came with me for a practice ride, and they were handing off food to me. One of them was a peanut butter avocado wrapped in a whole wheat tortilla.
A what?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so, you know... High calorie, easy to
absorb. That doesn't pass the nutrition at school, does it, Chris?
Peanut butter and avocado. Well, they're all very tasty, but I don't know about putting peanut butter and avocado together.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad taco or somebody got even with you with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That, salsa,
yeah.
Or, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good. It's just about getting those calories in.
Okay, that's so taste really thing. Isn't much of a factor or a concern.
It is.
As long as it goes in, you're okay.
Yeah, I mean, taste is a factor. I'm going to want to have something that tastes pretty palatable. I don't mind avocado and peanut butter. You'd be surprised.
It's pretty tasty.
I'll bring it to the show next time. You guys can try it.
You're on.
Well, separate, together, it kind of sounds, yeah. I hope that's not one of your smoothies. Oh, man. Yeah.
Turbo blender.
Yeah, turbo something or another. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's that's the decade of difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Michael Davis Hughes and Chris Hartley, head cheerleader, for the
Go
event.
Go, Michael.
Yeah.
I like your outfit.
Oh, oh boy, and the Thank enthusiasm, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. It's kind of like, what was it, the guy's name, Jim, and Jim Perkins, and or Marlin. You remember Mutual of Omaha? Right? He was a... Merlin, the guy, the old guy, was always standing back behind the blind while his other guy was out there wrestling the anaconda.
So I'm the guy behind the blind?
And he was rooting him on, okay. Yeah. Marlin Perkins, Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Yeah. I'm with you in all the spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to pull back the blind.
You got this. You got this. Yeah. You got this. Just keep battling, baby.
this concept of... Of the race across America is an intriguing one. I mean, even if it was in cars and we were driving, it would still be intriguing seeing that swath of America.
Yes.
And all of the different aspects that are there. Are you going to be playing tourist mentally as you're going through? Hmm. I mean, are there some of those games that you're going to be either looking, going, oh, okay, this is where this happened, as you have your demarcation points, as well as that physicalness, just opportunities to keep the mental part going?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the big attractions of this event for me is what a great way to see the country. When you go on a bicycle, it's different than being in a car, because in a car you mostly are seeing the sights, right? So it's one sense mostly. Whereas on a bicycle, you're getting all five senses. You know, you're smelling it, you're hearing it, you're tasting it, and you feel it. So that kind of visceral sensation is one that is definitely appealing. What a great way to see it. I've never been in Monument Valley, for example. You know, going through Monument Valley at dawn, I just can't wait. You know, that's just an incredible opportunity.
Kansas wheat fields or corn.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that kind of stuff. A prolonged experience with it, not just a quick, you know, like you said, buzzing through at 65 or 70 miles an hour isn't quite the same
kind
of experience. What are the physical concerns that you've got, and what are the mental concerns that you've got?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously safety is important, so I don't want to get hurt along the way, either from, you know, falling off the bike, or heaven forbid being hit by my own vehicle, my own support vehicle, which has happened, right? You've got people that are within 20 feet. During nighttime riding, which is considered 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. for this race, the follow vehicle must be direct follow, so right behind you, 20 feet. So if you think about that, 20 feet for... you know, 12-hour period of time, that's going to be really hard for the driver and navigator to do that. So definitely don't want to get hit. But then also those chronic, you know, nagging pains that come from over a million pedal strokes over those 3,000 miles. But probably the thing that I'm most anxious about, sounds kind of gross, but it's those saddle sores, right? So sitting on that.
Blisters.
Yeah.
Either on the feet or on the buns. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So just, you know, maintaining good hygiene and just keeping myself from getting some of those chronic injuries.
Can't really build up an awful lot of calluses.
No, you really can't. And then the other condition I got to be careful of is, although I can't do much about, is that what's called Schirmer's neck, where your head actually, the neck muscles are no longer able to hold your head up. Because you think about your head being about 18 pounds and holding that up for 3,000 miles in an awkward position, that is a concern. And many people have had to drop out because of that Schirmer's neck.
Well, think of a dog, right?
Right.
Okay, so it's always holding its head up.
Yeah.
And the neck muscles are one of the stronger sets of muscles that are there. You know, we walk around upright. That wouldn't be as developed.
That's right. That's right. It's a strange position. That's why training is so important, is to kind of practice on the bike being in that position for a prolonged period of time.
So are you doing any adjustments to the bike itself to help to accommodate some of these concerns?
Yeah. The differences that I'm making as far as for the ultra event, such as the Race Across America, is comfort trumps speed, really. You got to be comfortable on the bicycle. So it's a little bit more of an upright position than I would have if I was doing a shorter race where being in an aero tuck position is more important. So having my head up, having that body a little bit more upright is more important than, you know, that aero efficiency of wind resistance.
Those sitting bikes that are kind of like go-karts.
Yeah, so the recumbent bicycles.
Does anybody do those? Would that be something you could switch off onto for an hour or two?
Not in this division, no. So I'm using a standard bike, but there are different divisions that include a recumbent bicycle division. So you could do the race with that, but they're not really competing against the solo riders that are doing it on a traditional bicycle.
So how are you raising money on this thing?
How am I raising money? So there are two ways that people can donate. One is through, for the cause itself, which is the Early Literacy Partner Program, run through the Decade of Difference.
Yes.
At Humboldt County Office of Education. And the other is actually to the event itself, or not the event itself, to my team. So I have that team. The cost for actually participating in this event is pretty high. All told, it's going to be about $20,000+. You know, the entry fee itself is just over $3,000 just to register. So people can contribute towards offsetting some of those costs of my participation in the event or to the cause itself. And both can be done on my website, which is michaelsram.com, michaelsram.com. So they can do that through PayPal or credit card, or they can write a check, and there are more details on that website. So
I figured out it's not a typo, RAM.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Race Across America RAM, RAAM. Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. KINS. I know, it stunned Chris. He's silent right now. KINS.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS.
News and information time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Chris Hartley and Michael Davis Hughes. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, American Egg Credit, and Lolita Cheese Company. Chris, exactly what is this thing that Michael is trying to support? You know, we get the cool part, but what is the cause here? What is the early literacy program?
Well, we were excited when he chose early literacy, you know, as a focal point for the cause and any financial contributions that happen to come our way. But the county office, through Decade of Difference, does quite a bit of work with early literacy, and particularly one of our programs that involves folks throughout the community and volunteers is going into classrooms and reading to students. And there's minimal cost to that, and so with any funding that comes in, we can really help to expand that program and reach even more kids and more schools.
Are we talking about like reading Dr. Seuss?
Yeah,
or
whatever, you know.
More
so,
complicated, that
no,
takes more abilities?
It depends. Depends on what the teachers want in the classrooms. But it's a very great opportunity for folks to come in, so we can expand that. We also have story time kits that we provide for preschool age students and children, and it allow us to bolster those kits and get those out to more families. We really want to encourage reading at the home. Our volunteers fill in those gaps where a lot of families don't have that practice, and so they get to do that in school settings. But we really want to promote more reading at home with parents and kids, and so it can go towards that as well.
So is there going to be a component with this one, Michael, where you're going to be doing like journals and things like that where kids would then have to read? Or one of your folks, you know, putting that in so it's not a... It's not an audio file. It's
yes.
Actual needing to read and maybe combining with pictures, kind of like a daily little storybook.
Yeah, so I will have a daily blog that will go out during the race. Kids can track where I am on the course because there'll be a live tracking component for the race as well. So, and then the other piece that we're hoping to put in is the opportunity for kids who are benefiting directly from the program to actually call me during the race, because I'll have a Bluetooth capability while I'm riding, and just kind of call in and have a conversation. That would be kind of interesting.
It's got to be a little different. It ain't a sprint. To be able to do that kind of stuff, to keep the mental side engaged.
Oh, absolutely, because that support from people is what's going to really bolster this this effort and keep me going. Because there's no doubt there's going to be moments where I'm just going to want to get off the bike and stop.
But what a great way to integrate it into curriculum in the classroom, too, you know, for teachers to adopt this as part of their routine.
Too bad school year's over, huh?
Last week of school is going to be the last week of school for the first week of the race. So, you know, there maybe is an opportunity there.
So you start on the 11th on Monday? Or
June 12th,
Tuesday.
4 months from today. It's on the Tuesday. Yeah, it's on Tuesday, June the 12th.
Winston, we may want to switch around and have Chris in on the 19th instead of on, or the 18th rather than the 11th.
Yeah, we can do that.
And do, I don't know how.
We'll connect with Michael on the road.
Hey, yeah. I'd love to do that. Let's connect on the road. That would be great.
That would be a little bizarro for me. What's the weather like? No, that's not the right kind of question. So again, if folks are interested in learning more,
yes,
you've got your website.
I do indeed.
Michael's Ram with two A's.
That's correct.
All right. .com, but also I would imagine through the Office of Ed that there's a link to this and be able to monitor it.
There is, yeah. They can just go to Decade of Difference. Absolutely. And look at the Early Literacy Partner Program. There'll be some information over there. But yeah, michaelsram.com is the place to go to find out more about the race and to donate.
Happy training, man.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to share.
See you everybody tomorrow.